Yandaf Samach Tes Amid Beis. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Hamavakeres Hamekashe Leile. There is Hamavakeres that while she never gave birth, Hamekashe Leile into Makashe Leile. Is there is two halachas, mechatech eiver eiver. One is permitted to be mechatech eiver eiver, and with these ivorim, and the second halacha, umashlich leklovim, and then he's mashlich leklovim. Yotza ruboy, what is if roiv, if the behemah went out derech margalosov, so then it's only called a leide b'shas yitzias haroiv. Yotza Ruboy, so then there was a leida ready. Areize Yikover, so then it says Kedushas Bechayr, and it's also Bano. V'nifteres Mina Bechayr, and the second blood that will be born is Poto Mina Bechayr. That means the first blood that came out, in both cases, Sayin Mechatech Eberever, or Sayin Yotza Ruboy, so that is called a leid al kaponim to pater the second blood from bechayre. Hamavakeres amekasha leile zekterashi bepeta rechem shalom is muta with the peta rechem it's mekasha leile with muta lachtech ever ever shu yaitze rishen rishen umashlech leklovim. Kholkame de loinofik rubei, Kozman roiv was not yolod loy kodesh. So it wasn't nitvas kedushas bechayra. Yotza rubei ka'achas bechotchoi. After roiv came out bechotchoi, he cut it. The shayla was, how was he allowed to cut it? We mentioned the Ramban, speaking about that the Beima had died. So it's allowed to cut like this is an Isar of Matal Mum. Areze Yikover, the Yitzias Haroiv, Cholo Kedusha Olo. When Roiv goes out of the Behemoth, so then it's Nitvas Kedushas Becher, the Krinen Bey Asher Yivoleid. That Kedushas Becher is Toli Asher Yivoleid. Uptura Min Abchere, Shabo Achov, the second blood, Eine Becher. And this is going on both cases of the Mishnah, Bein Sheyotza Rishen Eber Eber, or Bein Sheyotza Reiv Ka'achas, or Sheini Lav Peta Rechemo. Look to Gemara. Itma, Yotza Shlish. A Shlish of the, we're speaking about the Mavakeres, and a Shlish of the blood came out. And this shlish, he sold to a goy. The Baal HaBehemeh sold the shlish to a goy. Now this we have a klal by the Chiyuv Bechayre, if there's a Yad Akum Be'emtza, if a goy has any bailus, either in the ein or in the blood, so it's not Chal Kedushas Bechayre. It's not Chal Kedushas Bechayre if a goy has a bailus. So Memela, this person wanted a pater the Chiyuv Bechayre. So when the Shlish went out, so this is before the lady, there was no lady yet, there's no Kedushas Bechayre. So this Shlish, he sold to a goy. V'chazar v'yotza Shlish Acha. And then the second Shlish came out. Rav Huna Omar Kodesh. So Rav Huna says that it has Kedushas Bechayr and the Mechira did not accomplish anything, and we'll see the Mechira was not Chal at all. Rabba Omar Eine Kodesh. Rabba says it is not Kodesh. It's not Chal Kedushas Bechayr. So now the Gemara explains. Rav Huna Omar Kodesh. Chasova l'mafreya kodesh. That after roiv comes out, which brings about a kedushas bechayr on the blood, L'mafreya kodesh. So that which came out in the beginning is b'shas, it came out, l'mafreya itzchal kedushas b'chir. That means, kol zman, loiv did not come out, b'asher u'sham, there's no kedushas b'chir. That means, so let's be megashim, that a third came out 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, b'asher u'sham, 1 o'clock, there's no kedushas b'chir. 5 after 1, the second shlish comes out. So, from 5 after 1, it's igoli milsala mafrei, that from 1 o'clock, that what came out 1 o'clock at kedushas b'chir. La mafrei yehu kodesh. The Teferes Yaakov says a very interesting lotion, is poshto kedusha lemafreya. Works, it goes, in time it works back. Poshto kedusha lemafreya. That's how the Seder kedusha works. That when there is a leida, we say, mehascholet a leida, already there was a kedusha spacher. So we say, from 5 after 1, it's nisbarer, that from 1 o'clock there was a kedushas b'chayr and the first shlish that came out. Some emailer, some lemafreya kodesh, v'kiven the nafak le'rubei igali milsa lemafreya the mikorav a kodesh. That 1 o'clock it was kodesh already. So emailer, when the shlish came out 1 o'clock and he was an eibachach, he's going to sell the shlish to a goy. So it comes out that he sold a bechir. It wasn't his to sell anymore. Since he got the milsal mafreya, that he becomes kodesh limafreya, his man from 1 o'clock, the kivin the nofek lerube, he got the milsal mafreya, the mikore have kodesh. That mikore is kodesh. Umay dezovin, and that what he sold, like lumzovin, it wasn't called a mechira. He couldn't sell it. If it became 1 o'clock kodesh, so you can't sell a minute after one to the goy. When the first shlish came out, or from the first mashu who came out, is lemafreya, it comes out that mashu has at that time kedushas b'chir. So lemay said he can't sell anymore after there is a leidim. After there is a leida of Yitzias Haroi, it comes out in Zman Lemafreya Mitchilas HaYitzia, it had Kedushas Brer, so it never was his to sell. That's what Rav Huna holds. Umay Dezovin Loiklum Zovin. Rav Omar Eine Kodesh. Rav holds that this never got Kedushas Brer. Kosovo mikan ulahaba kodesh. That Rabba holds that the Kedushas Bechir is chal when roiv of the behemah is yolud, when the vlad becomes yolud, which is men bishas yitzias ruboy, so then it becomes kodesh. So if before, so then it'll be first get Kedushas Bechir 5 after 1. So if he sold the shlish 1 o'clock, So it comes out that it never got Kedushas Bechir. This blood is Yad Akum Be'emtza. Umay de Zovin, Shapir Zovin. So the Mechira was Chal, and the Mechira is Mavkiya from Kedushas Bechir. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Bechozo v'yotzo shlish acha. Now, second shlish, when Barei Kan Roiv, Rav Huna Omar Kodesh. Rav Huna says it's Kodesh. Bechir ze, this Bechir is Kodesh. Bikorayv legabi Mizbeach, res dushes Bechir legabi Hakrove. Vinitan lekoyen, and there's a din of Matnes Kuna on it. It has the Mechira did not at all affect the Kedusha of the Bechir. Einai kodesh, rabot einai kodesh, v'reihu chulin kede mefoshi tamayu. Now what is the machlokes? Rav Huna holds lemafreyahu kodesh. that it becomes Kodesh Lamafreya from 1 o'clock when it started going out. Af al gav de belayde tole rachmone, that Kedushas Bechor is tole in leide, uberube hu dahav yeleide, the leide was first 5 after 1, miyu ki nofik rube, but when there is a leide already, Mashvile leide mitchile, so the leide makes that mitchile that it should have kedushas bechor. The leide 5 after 1 makes that mehascholas a leide got kedushas bechor. If there was a leide, so then mehascholas a leide it got kedushas bechor. Bigoli milse the chizovin loivet kechovim lav klum zovin. So when he sold to the guy, there was nothing to be sold. The ain't loy chelek boy. Because as soon as the first mashu went out, 1 o'clock, so that mashu got kedushas bechor, or he sold the shlish. So the shlish, when it came out, is from 1 o'clock already kedushas bechor. So it's not his anymore to sell. That is what Rav Huna holds. Rabba holds mikan ulahaba, that from the leide zman, from the leide and further, gets kedushas bechor. Miyitzias roi veilach u kodesh. From 5 after 1, it becomes kodesh. Ubitchilas leidosai, and the tchilas leide chulin have it. It's chulin. Viyachel lemoichai. So memele till 5 after 1, it's chulin. He can sell it. Ki ilu hu bimeimoi. Just like if it was b'meim, it doesn't have any kedushas bechor, he can sell it. Shrei kedushasai toli b'leide. Kedushas bechor is toli when there'll be a leide. So called man, there was no leide, there was no kedushas bechor. V'kivin de mechirasai mechira. So since the kedushas first chal, 5 after 1, so the mechira 1 o'clock on a shlish was chal. Havelayad oivet kechovim beemtza. So it comes out that the goy has a shutvis in the bechor. Besulei kodesh, so it won't become kodesh. Bebeis shlishi achreinim, even though the next 2/3 belong to a yi. But the yad akum beemtza is mafkiya that kedushas bechor should not be chal. Let us go a little further, then we'll elaborate a little on this thing also. So the while we have a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Huna, when there's a leide, when is the kedushas bechor chal? Rav Huna holds it's chal mehascholas a leide. In zman, it's chal mehascholas aleide, and Rabba old, it's chal mishas aleide. In zman, so b'meila that is the machlokes. There's a nafkimine if he sold mishas hascholas aleide chelik to a goy is the mechira chal, and will the mechira pater from kedushas bechor. So now the Gemara continues. Va'ozdu l'taymayu. Now the Gemara says that this machloikis, we can now mention a second machloikis, it's l'shitosom. The itma. Now this is a very mechudishtike din mikama taymen. Yotza shlish derech doifen. Shlish of the behemah went out not through the rechem, it wasn't poiter rechem, it was a yetzei daifer. They made a cesarean, and shlish of the behemah went out. Ushnei shlishi derech rechem. And the next 2/3, so others say, if the somebody cut off the first third, and we cut off a third of the Baim, some of the Baim isn't living anymore. But Al Kaponim, who is the Kmikdush is Bacher, Afalana Dead Bacher. Yotzer Shlish Derech Doifin, Ushnei Shlishi Derech Rechem. And then the last two thirds of the Behemah went out of the Rechem. Ravuna Omar Einoi Kodesh. Ravuna says it is not Kodesh. Because the first third was not a Poita Rechem. The first third was a Yetzei Doifin. Rabbi Omar Kodesh. Rabbi says it is Kodesh. Ravuna Omar Einei Kodesh. Ravuna Letaimei. The Omar Lemafreya Kodesh. Ravuna Letaimei. Ravuna says that the Kedushas Bechor is Chal Lemafreya. And here, since Bishas Hascholos Aleide, the Kedushas is Bechor retroactively, V'ruba Kamo Lesa Berechem, and the Raiv, the first Raiv, that means the first two-thirds, did not come out of a Rechem. The first third came out from, it was a Yetzei Doifin, and the second third came out from a Rechem. Rabba Omar Kodesh, Rabba Letaimei, Omar Mikan Ulahaba Kodesh, Verubo Derech Rechem Nofik, and the last two thirds came out of the Rechem. Now, in order to understand this machloikis, there are two things we'll have to understand. First, we have to understand this machloikis, and then we have to understand what the connection is, this machloikis to the previous machloikis. So I'd like to say over a little the lotion of the Teferis Yaakov. The Teferis Yaakov says as follows. Rav Huna Sovar, the Efshar Sheyochel Kedushas Bechor B'Yetzias Ruboy. Kedushas Bechor cannot be Chal B'Yetzias Ruboy. When Roiv goes out, Kedushas Bechor cannot be Chal. Rak Icholo Lemafreya Bascholas Yetziosai. This whole halacha that B'yitzias roiv kedushas b'chor is chal. This is only if lemafreya there will also be chal kedushas b'chor. Kegoin sheyotzo roiv rishin derech rechem. The roiv rishin went out derech rechem. Domrinin igoli milse de b'yitzias miyutoi. That the haschalas hayitziya, the yitziyazu leidahu, this is the haschal of the leider, v'kodesh lemafreya. So that means there is a tenai that kedushas b'chor can only be chal if the kedusha after the later will be chalim afreya b'shas das cholas hayitziya. Avol b'yotza mitchila derech doifin. But if the cholas hayitziya was derech doifin, I evsher loymar de b'yitziyas miyutai hoya kodesh. We cannot say that when this came out it was kodesh. Uchiyolit. This is like it's yolod derech doifim. V'chol she'evshe she'yei kodosh mitchilas yitziyosei. If it cannot become kodosh mitchilas yitziyosei, af achakach einei kodosh. That means Rav Huna holds that it has to get a kedushas p'cher mitchilas yitziyosei. He gets it, the Bechor gets it retroactively. After there's a leide, So then the Tchilas Yetziyah is also Mekadish, the Chelik that went out. And if the Tchilas Yetziyah cannot get Kedushas Bechor, because the Tchilas Yetziyah was Derech Doifim, so Memele, so doesn't get Kedushas Bechor, period. Uman di Omar Mikan Ulahabe Svirale, Teitzorshi Kodesh Lemafre. There's no din that Vishas, when it started going out, it has to be Kodesh Lemafreya. Rak Kol Sheyotso Ruboy Derech Rechem, Kodesh Umeyozo Lahabe. If Roiv goes out to the Rechem, that is Mekadesh. Im kein biyotza miyut derech doifen. If a miyut went out derech doifen, ain't a poita, it's not a poita, dois a miyut ain't a mekalku, dak ain't a mechaye. That means as yet, I do not have a roi that was poita derechem. Because the first third went out yaitzi doifen dik. So me mele, that is no problem. So, the roiv that creates Kedushas Bechor is the second two-thirds. That will create Kedushas Bechor. And we have to appreciate there's a Gevaldik Echidish over here, that I think there's some Meich is Moira and others are Moira, that we have to understand after the second third it's born already. It's born, two-thirds is born already. Vavalpikain, it gets Kedushas Bechor after the third third. That's when it gets Kedushas Bechor. So it's Yolud. So it's Yolud already and doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. So Vaisis, that's also no problem. The problem is you need that Roiv of the Vlad has to be Poita the Rechem. That's what I need. Roiv of the Vlad has to be Poita the Rechem. And so Memele, the last two-thirds are Poita Derechem. The first third was not Poita Derechem, so because of the first third, there will not be Kedushas Bechor. The second two-thirds are Poita Derechem. These second, so I have Reiv of the Vlad was Poita Derechem. That creates the Kedushas Bechor, according to Rabbi. According to Rav Huneh, Kivin shetchilas yetziya zu eino leido lechayev bebchoyre. Since the beginning of the yetziya cannot be mechayev bebchoyre, v'yiyev sheshi yekodesh lemafreye, afilu lahabo eino kodesh. Yeah. Now, we have over here, so we have to understand, we have over here two gemaras. The first Gemara we had a machloikis, Rav Huna and Rabbe, the first third that goes out, when does it become Kaddish? Does it become Kaddish when the second third comes out, when it becomes Yolud? And in that Zman, when there's a late in that Zman, so we said it started going out 1 o'clock, 5 after 1, two-thirds came out, so from 5 after 1, it gets Kedushas Bechor. That the Roiv was Poita the Rechem, then it gets Kedushas Bechor. And Rav Huneh said, no, if 5 after 1, Roiv was Poita the Leide, so Igoli Milsele Mafreya, that when whatever went out from 1 o'clock, got Kedushas Bechor. So in Zman, after there's a leida lemafreya, whatever came out had kedushas mechayre b'shas yitziyosay. So this is a machloikis in zman. When does it get kedushas mechayre? The second machloikis is if it doesn't get kedushas mechayre in the beginning, is this a meniyah in kedushas mechayre? That's what the second machloikis says. Which l'chayre are two different machlokes. That means that even though Rav Huneh can hold, that if there was a yitziyah of a ruboy, the Kedusha is nitfas lemafreye b'shas yitzir. But if there wasn't a Kedusha right away, Merubah, so the Kedusha will be nitfas later. What's the problem? So, let me just read further the Lashon of the Teferes Yaakov. V'lechoyro ho'ye'ev sheloyme, v'machloikis ha'rishoyne. In the first machloikis, if it could be chala mafreya, it's chal. Avol eini ma'akev. But if it wasn't chal, it's also not kefela. So the kedushas b'chayra will be chal from the second 2/3. V'zeu amem rabeis. So what is the Gemara makes a tzrichase? V'ozdu l'taymayu. The Gemara makes why do you need both machlokes? And so now, let us go a little further. Utsriche, we need both machlokes. The I ashmeinon baha, baha kam aravune, mishum delekula. Avul bahach de lechumra eima moidi leile rabes. Let us see how Rashi explains this. Di yashmin in bahach kamaisa, if we'd only have the first halachem. Baha kama rabuna lemafreyahu kodesh. There he says, lemafreyahu kodesh, that the kedusha is chal. Mishum de lekula, kloima. The Iomar Mikan Ulahabe, if we'll say it's chal later, kulo, it's a kula. The mafkeinin lebuchair mikdushosai. By saying that the kedush is chal later, so by saying that, I'm saying a kula. So therefore, Ravun is said in the first case that the kedush is chal lemafreya. Avol bahach de lechumrim. But, in the second case, to say that if the Yetzias miut was not derech doifen, there's no kedushas bechir whatsoever, to say that the Yetzias rishoyne has to be derech peterechem, which this is a kule, perhaps lechumre is meida terabe. That means he says that if by saying mikana lahaba will get kedushas bechir, then I'm zicha meida to you that mikana lahaba will get kedushas bechir. So when the second 2/3 go out, it will get kedushas bechir. That I won't say that you need the lemafreya in order for to get kedushas bechir. I would just say lechumre can get kedushas bechir. But if lemaise by not getting kedushas bechir lemafreya, I will not say that it never gets kedushas bechir. That I would think that means I wouldn't think that Rav Huna that the din of lemafreya creates kulas also. I would think lechumre is moide that mikana lahaba can also create kedushas bechir. He just said that lemafreya also creates kedushas bechir. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's really pshat in the tzricha said. I would think that he doesn't say it's chal mikana lahaba only. It's chal lemafreya because mikana lahaba is akule. But he also would be moide that mikan the lahabe can also create kedushas bechir. Eima moide le lahabe. V'yitma baha, baha kama rabe. And if we'd only say the second case, so I would say baha kama rabe, because there it's a chumre to say mikan the lahabe. Aval baha eima moide le lahabe. L'ravune, but maybe in the first case he's moide t'ravune, that means he's also moide, you could say, l'mafreyu kodesh. But he says if it's not kodesh l'mafreyu, it can't be kodesh mikana l'haba. So by saying it's kodesh mikana l'haba, there's a kula and a chumre. So I would say, if we'd only say the second case, Rav is only saying that L'chumre Mikana Lahabe creates a Kedushin. You don't need the Lamafreya to be a chelik of the Kedushas Bechir. But in a case where the Lamafreya could bring Kedushas Bechir, I would say that you say Lamafreya Kodesh. Tzricha, that's why we need both cases. Abba Bekitza, we have here a Machloikis, Ravune, and Rabbe, when the Kedushas Bechir is Chal. Now let us see Taisvis, which is a very sadistic Taisvis. Ravuna Oma Kodesh, Kisava Lemafreya Hu Kodesh. Hadi Oma Rav Yehuda Beperik Kol Psulei HaMekdoshim. Rav Yehuda says in Mesechtes Bechiris, the Mutter Lahatel mum bebechir, kaidem sheyetze la'avir ha'ilam. That means before the bechir is born, so he can be matel a mum in the bechir, and then the one kedushas bechir. See, later Taisa says it's speaking about the shalei bizman abayis, so a kolben azicha won't be. So the shail is if. So, like this, if it's born, it's Yirachei Yistayv, I can make a mum right away. I can make a mum before it's born. So before it's born, doesn't have dishes put it. No, my Rav Yehuda b'per kol psulei ha-mekdoshim. D'muta lahatel mum b'bchir koidim sheyetze la'avir ha'ilam. Before it's born, so then you're allowed to be matel a mum. So I'm a mele, because when I was matel the mum, didn't have dishes b'chir. There's no iser of atolas mum. You're allowed to do it. But the Gemara says, you have to be very careful when you're matel, how you're matel the mum. Umeforesh, the Gemara says as follows. Gadya be'ozneha. By agdi, you can make the mum in the ear. Imra be'sivvosai. By a sheep, you can make, by a lamb, you can make the mum only in the lip, but not in the ear. Avol imra bo'ozneh haloi. But to make a mum by a lamb in the ear, you cannot make the mum. Why not? So the Gemara explains. The chayshinon were afraid. Ki chazi lei lo'ozneh, if the ear, we'll see later, by a lamb, it is very not shchiach that the oizen should come out and roiv of the roish did not come out. It's very not shchiach by a lamb. We'll see, by a gdi, it's not like that. Ki chazei lei la'ozne, he's going to see. Gemara, I think, explains how this is possible. Ki chazalei la'ozne, when he sees the ear, he wants to chaparayim. This is not shchiach, that the ear should come out before roiv roisho. So the Gemara says, shemo yotzo roiv haroish. Maybe roiv of the roish came out. V'choza, and roiv of the roish went back. And the ear, he sees the ear now. So he'll think, I don't see Roiv of the Roish. It wasn't born yet. It doesn't have Kedushas Bechir. So Memele, I can make a mum. And he's mistaken. Could be Roiv of the Roish came out and went back. The ear is out now, and it was already at Kedushas Bechir. So Memele, because it is that way, most times, you need a yitziyah of roiv of the roish in order that the ear should come out. Aval bigdi, but by agdi has big ears. Ein lachush, if you see the ear, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe roiv of the roish came out. You don't have to be afraid of that. Ein lachush, the mitoich da oznav gedoyloi, since it has big ears. Dalkei lotzeis b'miyot ha'rosh. So that means, if you see an ear already, you don't have to be afraid there was a yitzia of roiv of the hush, because it's normal that the ear should come out before roiv of the hush comes out. So I don't have to make kshoshes. So before roiv of the hush came out, I see an ear, I can make a mum. And by a nimra, you can't be semechani, and the lip you can make a mum. Fine. That is the halach. So, Ktaisvish, but let's, the Rabbi Yehuda speaks about the practical aspect that when I see an ear, when am I assured that only a miut came out? When do I have to be afraid a roif came out? Okay, let's talk about a gdi. We're talking about a gdi. A gdi, I see a ear. I don't have to be afraid that roif came out. So, a miut came out. Let me chaparain. I make a mum. Oh, Hashem. Now it's nechel. Fine. So, that's what I do. So, Toisves. Vahaino de loike Rav Huna. So, lochayre Rav Yehuda is not like Rav Huna. Diladidei, according to Rav Huna, kiven dilamafreya kodesh, according to Rav Huna, but when roiv comes out, so then we say lamafreya, the chelik that came out before. Let us talk about our ear. The ear came out 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock the ear came out of the gdi. Roiv of the roish came out 1:05. So Rav Huna said that the ear gets a kedusha 1 o'clock. The ear gets a kedusha 1 o'clock. So how could Rav Yehuda say you're allowed to make a mum in the ear? You matl mum in a bechor. It has kedushas bechor. So lechayre Rav Yehuda that said this din, he doesn't hold like Rav Huna. There's a problem. We paskin like Rav Huna. Well, that's Taisvis Kashya. Vahainu de loike Rav Huna. De ledidei, kiven de le mafreya kodesh, according to Rav Huna, kiven de mafreya kodesh, afilu lo yotza roiv haroish, osa lahatl boi mum, the chesheyeitze acha kacha roiv, because when roiv will come out, he goli milsalem afreya de kodesh aver. Kedemrine noche gabi mechire. That's what Taisva says. So Taisva says that Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rav Huna. Now, I'd like to say over, later on Daf Ayin we'll see these svaris. The Teferis Yaakov, the Magi and the Taisva Sarosh Pinzana Ri and Mesachtes Tumulis, that wish to disagree with our Taisvis. And they say, they say as follows. In the case of our Gemara, we had a case that a third of the behemoth went out 1 o'clock. The second third went out 1:05. So from after the second third goes out 1:05, from 1 o'clock, the first third gets Kedushas Bechor. The first third, Lemafreya, gets Kedushas Bechor of what? I mean, 1:05, there was a lady, so now, from 1 o'clock, whatever came out gets Kedushas Bechor. But let's talk about the case that a third came out 1 o'clock, and he made a movement that third. When 1:05, roiv will come out. What kind of a kedusha will be chal 1:05? A kedusha is becher tam or becher bar mum. Lemaisa, that mum that I made in the first third is when the becher is going to come out. It's not going to be a becher tam. The since I made the mum, so when the becher comes out 1:05, it gets a kedushas becher ba'mum. That's what it is. It's not, it doesn't get a kedusha of a bechir tam, it gets a kedusha of a bechir bar mum. The mum that I made in the first third affects the whole behemoth. It's not pshat, it is only a mum over there. The whole behemoth is a bar mum. So when the second third goes out, it gets a kedusha's bechir bar mum. That's what it is. So afilu I say limafreya, whatever is chal now is lamafreya, is chal on what it came out, but it can't be better from when it came out from what it is now. Rav Huna only said whatever is chal b'shas yitzias roiv is lamafreya chal on what came out. They're the same. It's chal lamafreya, even though then there wasn't the yitzias roiv. But it is only the kedusha that is that is chal on 1 o'clock is only chal on what is chal 5 after 1. It's not more than that. It can't be more than that. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. So he says, so there's no problem. He says 5 after 1, it's not chal a kedusha of a bechir tam, because 5 after 1, the bechir that's coming out is a bal mum. So the kedusha that is chal, it's not a chal a kedusha's bechir, but kedusha's bechir bal mum. So memele, so 1 o'clock is also chal a kedusha's bechir bal mum. Now I have news for you, a kedusha's bechir bal mum, you're allowed to make a mum in. The whole Israel to make a mum is in a bechir tam. This never got a kedusha's bechir tam. That is what the Ri in Temura says, the Peres Yaakov. We'll see later. Rashi says this word. Rashi later in the fine seems to say this word. That the lemafreya cannot be better than the mikan lahaba. The whole chiddush of Rav Huna is what is chal mikan lahaba on the roiv is chal lemafreya on the mir. But it's not better than that. And since he was matel amum on lemafreya, and then when he was matel, didn't b'chal didn't have kedushas b'chir. So even though after roiv comes out, retroactively there'll be chal a kedusha lemafreya, the kedusha lemafreya can only be what is chal mikan alapa, but can be more chomba. And Taisus did not hold like this. Taisus held that if kedushas b'chir will be chal later, so lemafreya was also chal kedushas b'chir. And lemafreya was chal kedushas bechir zicha. Now it's chal kedushas bechir bal mum. That because now there's a mum. But lemafreya before he made the mum, if we say it's chal lemafreya, so then it's chal kedushas bechir tam. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus says, so I can't stim with Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, you won't be able to be matal mum in the miyot that went out. That is what Taisus is saying, and there's a big machlokes in Taisus kasha. Behind the loike ravun the ledidei, given the lemafreya kodesh, afilu loyetzei roiv haroish, afilu loyotzei roiv haroish. In Rabbi Yehuda said, if loyotzei roiv haroish, you can make a mum. Also lato by mum, v'chsheyetzei achakach haroish. Igol milsa lemafreya de kodishu. Kedamrinin hoch igabi mechir. Just like the Gemara said, that when roiv goes out or comes out lemafreya, it was kodish, he was unable to sell it. So here it'll come out that when it comes out roiv, so lemafreya was kodish, he wasn't permitted to make a mum. So it's bitter. So comes out Rav Yehuda is not like Rav Huna. Maybe we could say pshat that Rav Yehuda shishtim with Rav Huna. How? Umichichazi laoznei degadye bifnim. It's not speaking about that the oizen came out already of the rechem. We're speaking about before it came out of the rechem. He saw the oizen of the gdi, so memele here the zichno din lemafreya. Lemafreya is when it starts coming out from the rechem, lemafreya becomes kodesh. But if he'll make a mum in the Eisen Hagdi before it comes out of the Rechem, so then the Zichah Nodin of Lamafreyo Kodesh, maybe that could be that Shad Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, me, he could look me how the Rav Yehuda live in the Rav Hune. He could look me how the Rav Yehuda live in the Rav Hune. Mechichazi lahotne the Gadye Bifnim. Before it went out of the Rechem, Shari lahatul baimum, takati lo yotza klau. Avol imra, even though I see bifnim the oizen, and I don't see the roish, iklameichish mechichosi laosne bifnim, shekva yotza roi varosh lechut vechosa. Fine. So Tosfos just said that it could be that Rav Yehuda does hold like Rav Huna. We just have to say pshat that he's speaking about bifnim, not chutz min harechem. Now, there's another gemara. V'sugye de keitzad marimi, the muki de Rav Yehuda bizman hazeh, v'loichozi lakrov. Rav Yehuda is speaking about bizman hazeh, you have to make a mum, v'loichozi lakrov, she's not doing anything wrong by making a mum. V'porech maile meimre, ומשני מרדה תימה נגזר אותו דלמה נופק רויב הרויש. Let's be geyser, maybe רויב הרויש went out. So the Gemara again was afraid of רויב הרויש. אהו סוגיה דלוי כרב הונה. רב הונה, if you want to be afraid, במיית רויש נמי איקה איסר. במיית of the רויש went out, it'll also be איסר. A police have shouting about the doisens bifnim. So you have to be afraid maybe meat of the roish went out. And if the meat of the roish went out, Bilma nafik roi va roish. He sugi the like Ravuna, the Ravuna be meat roish roi, nami ike isa. The meat of the roish went out, so that meat of the roish will become Kaddish l'mafreya. וכן, הוד אומר לי רב אמרום לרב שישס, וזה גמור אין תמור, אומר לי רב אמרום לרב שישס, אומר על בוחר אם יציע סבובוי יהי אוילו. אמר לי כזך, רב אמרום כלל דה שיילה, הבוחר גץ קדושה בשעס רויב קמז אוט. So the bite before רויב קמז אוט, it's his behemoth. So he said that when Roiv comes out, it should be an Oilo. So it means we have conflicting Kedushas over here. The Torah said, when Roiv comes out, it should be a Bechir. He said, about nothing yet. He said, when Roiv comes out, it should be an Oilo. So the Gemara Klaus HaShayla, what happens? What has his Hegdish Chaos, Kedushas Bechir Chaos? Omar al Bechir ayetzias ruba yei Oilo. Oilo hu ay Bechir. So Taisha says, Havehi nami de loike ravune. De mashme de pshita lei de koidem yitzias ruboi. What if he said, before yitzias ruboi it should be an oila? Yochel afki mimenu kdushas bachir. The whole shayla was, here he's fighting the Torah. The Torah says, when Roiv comes out it should be a bachir. He's magdashid, and Roiv comes out, it should be an oilo. So now the shayla is, what agdash will be chal? But vaisach ois, what would be if he would have said, when miyut comes out, it should be an oilo? So vaisach said, there's no shayla. So his kedusha was magdim, kedusha's prayer, and kedusha's prayer won't be chal. That's what the mashma from the Gemara. The mashma, the pshidin, the koyin, see, is ruba yochel avkim emen kedusha's prayer. And according to Rav Huna, when a meat comes out, you also have the same problem, because when the Rav comes out, so on Mafrei, the meat gets Kedushas Bechir, so the Moravais is not like Rav Huna. I'm like, Nechalek, Yochalav Kimen Kedushas Bechir, I'm like, Nechal, by Mechir, Loi, Bekerchov, Mulhanach. Rabbi Kevega says, he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha, and he says, there's a tremendous difference from our Gemara to the Gemara there in Masechtas Temura. He says like this, our Gemara is talking about that a shlish of the pchayr went out. Shlish of the pchayr went out. When the shlish went out, he sold it to a goy. Fine. Sold it to a goy. He wanted a pot for the whole pchayr. He had akum bev, he wanted a pot. So Rav Huna says, but after two shlishim come out, so comes out l'mafreya, before he sold it to the goy, it had kedushas b'chayr from 1 o'clock, so he couldn't sell it to a goy. Let's clear a different child. He says, what'll be the din? When 1 o'clock, when the shlish came out, he didn't sell the hand to the goy. He sold the whole bukhair to the goy. The uber, everything, not, he's selling, he just shows him hand, you see there? He sells him the whole bukhair. He says, what'll be over there? So he says, the bukhair belongs to the goy. The bechir belongs to the goy, so when the roif comes out, it's a goyish bechir. It will never get kedushas bechir. There's no shaila whatsoever. The whole shaila was, he only sold that third, and that third lemaisa, if mitzad the rest of the bechir, it should become kedush, and that third becomes kedush lemafreya. But if he sells the whole bechir, there's no shaila whatsoever. So memele, so he says, if you make a behema an oila, you're not making the miyut and the oila. You're making the whole behema an oila. So if I say that when a miyut comes out, the whole behema should become an oila. So you know what's going to happen? It's going to become an oila. Takatul according to Rav. The Gemara only clears a shayla if I said when roif comes out, it should become an oila. So there we have conflicting interests over there. The Torah says it should become a b'chayr. He said that it should become an oila. That's the shayla in the Gemara. But if he said when a miyut comes out, it should become an oila, so lemais, he was magdish the whole behemah, it should be an oila. So he says, so then, according to Rav Huna, it will become an oila.